Fans now have the opportunity to attend sports games and support their favorite franchises like never before, especially in our hometown Toronto. Three of the four major sports leagues have a home in our city. People can watch these teams live and show their passion if they can afford it. Attending sporting events has gotten expensive and more complicated for the average fan. For example, the Toronto Maple Leafs, one of the city's most dominant franchises with one of the biggest fan bases in the NHL, might need the average fan to open up the wallet beyond what they can comfortably afford to watch the team live. According to Queen's Business Review, the average ticket price to watch a Leafs home game is about $335, with prices rising into the $1,000 range to get as close to the ice as possible. Since 1985, the price of a seat to watch a Maple Leafs game on home ice has risen between 2,900 and 6,000%. This leaves many fans with few options. It's the nosebleeds are not making the trip to Scotiabank Arena at all. Although the Maple Leafs are the biggest example of this money grab, Toronto's other major sports teams such as the Raptors, Blue Jays and Toronto FC have equal issues. SeatGeek, one of the biggest mobile-focused ticket platforms in North America, reports Raptors ticket prices starting at $45, Blue Jays starting at $20 and Toronto FC starting at $35. These prices are way more affordable and nothing compared to what the Maple Leafs charge, but these tickets can still add up to a hefty amount in prime spots. This seems to be the problem around all major sports in North America, and unfortunately, it doesn't just stop at prices for tickets. The cost of fan memorabilia and gear can most times be less affordable to the average fan as well. One example could be the new line of Fanatics NHL jerseys, where fans are expected to dole out more than $200 to get their favorite team sweater to wear for the new season. It seems these organizations will do whatever it takes to suck as many dollars out of their fans as possible. Fans are addicted to spewing money for these major sports franchises, and many of the lower-tier teams have found themselves kicked to the side with not as much support. Fans, especially in Toronto, could start looking for sporting events that aren't going to cost a pretty penny and are still enjoyable to watch live. Examples include the Toronto Marlies, Toronto Argonauts, Toronto Rock, Toronto Scepters, Raptors 905, and many more. Instead of focusing their attention on the NHL level and spending $300 a ticket, fans can try and support the other hockey teams like the city's newest franchise in the PWHL, the Toronto Scepters, which could use the extra support. Many fans also find themselves making trips to the United States to watch NFL football, which could also add up to being a big ticket item. The Toronto Argos could fix a lot of football fans' problems, as no out-of-city travel will be needed and prices under $40 to sit close up to the action should be a great experience for many. These sports are not being played at the highest level such as the NHL, NBA, MLB or NFL. But it might sway people away, as they are always interested in the biggest and greatest attractions. Fans don't seem to grasp the idea that these smaller teams can be just as enjoyable to watch without breaking the bank as these larger organizations. Most importantly, fans can also support these franchises, as they need all the attention they can get. Instead of joining the bandwagon of the major sports teams, supporting local franchises once in a while can be just as entertaining.